This is my story, and maybe yours too. I know what to do. I just need to do it. As a weight loss physician and mother of four, I've cared for thousands of women over the past 15 years. The one thing I hear more than anything else from so many of my patients is some version of this lament. And I get it. I've lived this challenge myself. When I had my first child, I was living in New York City, and we walked everywhere. I walked to the hospital the day I gave birth. Even with my rather lackadaisical approach to breastfeeding, I lost most of my baby weight in 6 weeks. But I still looked pregnant because of the changes my body experienced. I remember feeling nervous at the thought of trying my old clothes on. I thought, I've got to start work again in 2 weeks. How many of my things will even fit me now? Will I need a new wardrobe? But no, although I look different, all my clothes fit. The experience made me wonder why so many people had a hard time doing this. Then I moved to St. Louis. And you don't walk anywhere in St. Louis. I had my son here, and then I had my twins a few years later, and suddenly, I was nearly 100 pounds from my baseline weight. And I hated it. It's a story that so many mothers identify with and have their own version of. It's something they might keep telling people even 20 years later. Because the truth is that the weight you gained in pregnancy isn't something that just affects you right after you have the baby. Whether you have a career outside the home or not, whether you've got one kid or four or more, you're dealing not only with those trials, but also with the unrealistic cultural expectations about how swift your recovery ought to be. Throw in a dose of toxic social media, and it can feel impossible to get back to a healthier version of you. What I want you to realize is that your story is real, and I honor the struggles and victories that have placed you here today. I also offer to you that if your health trajectory isn't where you desire, you can do something about it. The key to change is action. This means you get to take some ownership over your situation. Some habits will have to change. Others will need to be strengthened. And let's be honest here. What worked for you in your 20s probably doesn't work so well for you anymore. It doesn't for me either. As much as I'd love to eat a whole plate of fries, I just can't do it anymore. However, this book isn't about quick fixes or extreme diets. I'm going to teach you the science behind the lifestyle habits that will help you transform, going way beyond counting calories and calculating macros. These are really easy habits to implement. This means they are also really easy habits not to implement. We're going to embrace a holistic approach to postpartum recovery and weight loss, one that honors your body's needs, promotes sustainable practices, and empowers you to feel confident and strong in your journey. It will include addressing your mindset and habits. It is about taking action. And there's something for each mother, depending on her unique phase in the postpartum experience. Whether you're dealing with diastasis recti, recovering from a C-section, breastfeeding, or simply trying to find time for yourself amid the chaos of motherhood, I will give you practical, evidence-based advice tailored to your unique experience. We'll explore gentle yet effective exercises, discuss the importance of specific types of nutrition and hydration, and offer strategies for mental and emotional well-being. You'll also find tips on how to incorporate your baby into your fitness routine, making the process more enjoyable and less overwhelming.